WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like that one level in a video game where you keep dying, but you just gotta grind it out and keep trying. Ever get that feeling? You know, when things are tough, and patience feels thinner than the plot armor of your favorite hero. Well, today we're diving into the power of patience and perseverance, those superpowers we all need to navigate the inevitable rocky patches in life. Because let's be honest, who wants to live a life constantly feeling frustrated, stressed out, and like they're running on fumes? Now, before you roll your eyes and think patience, perseverance, that sounds like grandpa wisdom, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master who sits under a tree, chanting for eternity. It's about equipping ourselves with tools to handle the everyday stuff, that traffic jam, that work deadline, that friend who always forgets your birthday. We've all got one of those. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate patience and perseverance. First up, reframe your perspective. Think of it like this. When faced with a challenge, instead of seeing it as an insurmountable obstacle blocking your path, view it as an opportunity for growth. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, sometimes those challenges are the very things that push us to discover hidden strength and resilience we didn't even know we had. Second, practice mindfulness. It sounds cliche, but seriously, taking a few moments to be present in the moment can work wonders. Instead of getting caught up in anxious thoughts about the future or dwelling on past mistakes, focus on your breath, your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, feel? This simple act can ground you and help you respond to situations with more calmness and clarity. Third, break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Ever start a project and then get overwhelmed by the sheer size of it? I know I have. It's like staring at that mountain peak too daunting to even think about tackling. But when you break that climb into smaller, achievable sections, suddenly it feels less intimidating, right? So apply that same logic to your goals, chunk them down into bite-sized pieces, and celebrate each victory along the way. Fourth, cultivate a growth mindset. This is crucial. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, embrace them as learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I do things differently next time? Remember, it's not about avoiding mistakes. It's about getting back up, dusting ourselves off, and trying again with a newfound understanding. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. We all need to try friends, family, mentors who lift us up, encourage us, and remind us of our strengths when we're feeling down. Nurturing those connections can make a world of difference when you're facing tough times. Think about that time you were trying to learn a new skill. Maybe it was playing an instrument, taking up a sport, or even just figuring out how to bake the perfect sourdough bread. Remember that initial frustration? How many times did you almost give up? But then, something clicked, and suddenly, you started making progress. You kept practicing, persevering, and eventually mastered that skill. You felt that sense of accomplishment, didn't you? That's the power of patience and perseverance in action. So remember, when life throws you curveballs, and let's be real, it always does, don't give up. Reframe your perspective, practice mindfulness, break down those big goals into smaller steps, embrace a growth mindset, and lean on your support system. You got this. Patience and perseverance are not just buzzwords, they are the cornerstones of resilience and success. By incorporating these principles into our daily lives, we can navigate challenges with grace, learn from setbacks, and ultimately emerge stronger and more fulfilled. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of encouragement. And if you have any stories about your own journey with patience and perseverance, I'd love to hear them in the comments. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be exploring the art of self-compassion, because sometimes the greatest act of strength is being kind to ourselves. See you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.